demonstration.
10, 9, 8, 8. Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commitment.
7.6 million pounds.
Here we go. Hell yeah, let me hear.
Start Operation Noisemaker.
Super Bowl Sunday's here. Football fans, let's let out a big cheer. Make sure you've got those pretzels and nachos. And you must be sure to have a big cooler of beer.
One of the biggest games of the year in any sport, I might add. You know, nobody really cares about the NBA finals. I guess you've got the college football championship that really maybe would be close to this, don't you think, Munch?
Well, the biggest game watched every year is some sort of soccer thing, but that's just worldwide.
Yeah, but that's not even a real sport. You know what I mean? That's just soccer. Nobody cares about soccer. Come on now. You know, one thing I'm looking forward to, which we're going to talk about these later on here, is the commercials. A lot of great commercials play during the big game here. And then there's always the entertainment, the halftime entertainment. But this year, I'm not looking forward to it.
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope.
Some dude that goes by the Weekend that doesn't even spell his name right.
Right.
No. Why would you do that? I mean, plus, I will say, though, he did make a comment saying that he's not going to lip sync. Okay. He's going to sing it all himself.
Then it's probably going to suck.
Yeah, probably so. And he did spend $7 million of his own money on the performance. But it's never going to match 2006. You know what I mean? Never.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones.
Tell me the Stones didn't put on a hell of a show when they did the halftime show.
Like Keith Richards, I don't remember.
Oh, come on. You don't remember it?
No.
I would say, you know, Prince did a pretty good job, but the Stones, I think, really, the Stones really just ruled the big Super Bowl halftime show. So we're going to talk Super Bowl today. I got the Rock Report coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And Munch, does your lady ever prank you?
Is that a euphemism? No, she doesn't.
All right. Well, we're going to find out. There's people pranking all over that and more coming up on the Penrod Show.
I got into broadcasting because I like to give. Sometimes I found myself hurting from giving too much. And I'd say, stop.
Now back to the program.
The Penrod Radio Show.
I'm not a good person.
What? I'm a good person.
Ask anyone who knows me.
Welcome back to the program. All right, Munch, you're kind of a weird person, and I think this topic would really hit home with you.
All right.
Because I'm guessing you prank your lady a whole lot.
I make fun of her. I don't know that I pull out jokes and pranks and whatnot, no.
Is it making fun of her, or is it making fun with her? Because there's a difference. I think the women would disagree with making fun. You don't want to make fun. You want to make fun with.
No, I do of. Yeah. I'm a fun maker of her.
Yeah, there's a bunch of videos I find once in a while of people pranking each other, husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, things like that. And I got to be, I mean, some of them are hilarious. Some of them, I think, are totally staged, 100% totally staged. But I came across this one, and I think this one is real because this dude really gets angry.
I got to go. My friend's getting in.
Who are you talking to? Your friend's got to go. I'm not a friend. I'm your husband of 3 years.
I said that.
No, you didn't. You said, my friend's coming. I got to go.
What are you talking about?
I'm not a friend. I'm your husband. So who are you talking to?
What? I was talking to Mama.
No, you wasn't. You said, I got to go. My friend's coming. You don't say that to your mama. Your mama knows that we've been together for 3 years.
I don't know.
Don't know what? Why are you so befuddled now?
What do you mean?
Why are you so befuddled?
I'm just...
You just what? No, go ahead and explain it, buddy. No, yeah. You got something to hide?
No.
I could drop your ass and leave you right here and never see you again.
No, I don't have
There's plenty of girls out there that would love to be with me.
I don't have nothing to hide.
You don't prank me like it.
I'm sorry.
Me, I'm just a friend.
So she just revealed. Yeah. She said he's just a friend. Just a friend there. she had her cell phone held up to her face, but there was no, it was just the case. There was no phone in it.
Oh.
So, do you prank your lady like that ever?
Ew, I want to live.
That's the thing. Here's what I've noticed a lot about a lot of these videos. It's the girl pranking the guy. It's not the guy pranking the girl.
Ooh, true.
Because I think guys know what's good for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not going to prank their lady because they know what side of the bread the butter is on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What side the bread the butter? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So they're not doing that. But if you're pranking your significant, I would love to know. I mean, maybe we could come up with a good Valentine's prank because that's coming up here in just a couple weeks, right?
I don't know.
More stuff coming up for you. We're going to talk Super Bowl commercials, plus Munch has got news of the world coming up in just a few right here on the Penrod Show. Stick around. You know, one thing people look forward to in the big game. Welcome back to the show. 888-PENROD-1 if you want to reach out and touch us. Is all the hype that people put together with videos and everything else. But the thing I like to watch for, what I'm really rooting for, Munch, is the commercials. That's what I root for.
I guess. You've seen them all.
Because there's a lot of good ones out there. There's a lot of good ones out there. Like, for instance, Matthew McConaughey is going to be in a commercial for Doritos. Of course, we know it's about weed, but he's going to be in a commercial for Doritos, really.
All right.
But they're really targeting different people, and Amazon's spending some money. They've enlisted actor Michael B. Jordan, not to be confused with the GOAT basketball player. But Michael B. Jordan is going to be the voice of Alexa, kind of, in this new commercial. Did you see this one?
Not yet.
This one's for the ladies.
Alexa, how many tablespoons are in a cup?
There are 16 tablespoons in a cup.
Babe, food just got here. Why are you cooking? Who's that?
Add bath oils to my shopping list.
Alexa, no. Don't do that.
Read my audiobook.
I was in his hands. I was being changed. But I was also kissing him.
Honey, other people have to use the bathroom around here, too.
So Michael B. Jordan, not just the voice of Alexa, but he's actually in the woman's house with him and the man and his wife.
A lot of folks going to think Michael B. Jordan going to show up at their crib.
I know. I mean, I wish I could pick the voice of Alexa, but apparently we don't have that. I mean, I know you can get to Samuel L. Jackson, but we don't need any F-bombs dropping all over my house. I got a teenage daughter, you know?
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for News of the World!
You hear me? Roger! Look at me!
With Munch.
Five, four.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct!
What's going on, buddy?
All right, if you want to feel inefficient or just old, try being an Arizona man who does 30 pull-ups in 1 minute with a 60-pound pack on his back. He 30 pull-ups in 1 minute. This is a Guinness World Record.
Wow. Yeah. A round of applause for that guy.
Yeah, and
was he a Marine or something, or is he just a dude?
Just a dude. I didn't read the whole story, but why would I want to after seeing this man did that? I don't care what his background is. He just made me look inferior.
That's the thing about the Penrod Show. You're not going to get the whole story. You're just going to get what you need to know. More of the show coming up here in just a couple minutes. And was your mom like this? Stick around. You'll see what I'm talking about in a few on the Penrod Show.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back to the program, 888-PENROD-1. My name is Penrod. That's Munch. We're going to hear from Paul for some sports here coming up. Of course, Paul is down in Tampa for the big game. But I saw this clip online that proves moms can be crazy, Munch. Just crazy.
See, my mom's crazy. Of course, I don't mean my mom is crazy. I mean, we the jury find the defendant.
That's right. You know, but here's the deal. Have you ever faked sick when you were a kid?
I still do now.
Well, where enough where the school nurse calls mom up to confirm that you're sick. And I tell you what, this was exactly my mother.
Hello? Hi, yes, this is Wesley's mom. Oh, he's sick? Poor baby. Yeah, sure, I can come and pick him up. I can be there in about 15 minutes if that's okay. Okay, great. Can you put him on the phone really quick? Thank you. you better really be sick. I'm serious. If I get there and you're not sick, I'm going to beat your ass. And when we get home, you're going straight to bed. No video games. You're going to bed if you're sick. Is that clear? All right. Hi. Yes, I'll be there shortly. See you soon. Thank you.
That was totally my mother, too. She's like, you better be sick. I'm telling you, you will be grounded. I mean, of course, it wasn't video games and everything when I was a kid, but man, no. That I'm having flashbacks right now. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, my mom was brutal too, and I was brutal to my kid. My wife was the wimpy one.
Really?
I was the brutal one. Oh yeah.
So you're the brutal one, and the wife's the pushover.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
See, I would say. I'm the harder one to deal with for my children. I guess it depends on who it is. I got to be honest with you. If it's my daughter, she gets away with a little bit more than the boy does. The boy is
sap. You are a sap.
Yeah. But my ex-wife, super soft. It's real. I mean, she's like bread soft. It's that bad.
Knock up.
Who's there? He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infant child jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Spew them out.
On Penrod Radio.
All right, what do you got for me today, brother?
You know, when your mom gets mad, it can seem like Armageddon. And you don't have trouble pronouncing the word Armageddon. But seriously... No. Is that really the end of the world?
Oh, my God. That is horrible, dude. I don't even know what to say after that. Stick around. We'll talk more commercials, and we got sports with Paul Johnson from Tampa soon on the Penrod Show.
Penrod Radio.
Ah! Can you believe we missed the Super Bowl? Can you believe? Can you believe we're in the Super Bowl?
You wouldn't believe how many people make videos and songs for their team that is playing in the Super Bowl. It's really amazing. I'm like, you go to YouTube and just search up Kansas City Chiefs or Tampa Bay, and there's thousands of videos up there. People putting together like hype videos and their own songs and everything like that. I mean, I totally applaud their effort. I think it's amazing that they take the time to do it. I just don't know how the hell they have time to do that stuff. I mean,
I don't
really
have time.
No, yeah. I don't either. But, of course, a lot of people are looking forward to the game, but others, like, well, you look forward to commercials. Yeah. I look forward to the commercials. There's going to be some really cool commercials, and you're going to see people in the commercials that you wouldn't expect. Like John Travolta is going to be doing a little TikTok dance with his daughter in the new commercial. I don't know what it's for. I don't know what it's for. And that's really what makes a good commercial. As long as you don't know what it's for and it makes you laugh, that's the sign of a good commercial.
A bunch of Vikings killed each other. Two guys named Olaf had the first mackerel slap fight. Someone else went skiing. Sweater weather was officially declared forever. I hate this place.
That's Will Ferrell doing a commercial for Norway, I believe it is.
Really?
I think so. I mean, it makes sense.
Two guys named Olaf. Yeah.
Yeah, slapping each other. You
with
know,
mackerel.
That's with mackerels. Yeah. Of course, we know WWE superstar John Cena's got a commercial.
33, 34, 35. Hi, I'm John Cena, and I know how to count. In fact, knowing how to count could change your life on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, help you win $1 million. If you count all the bottles of delicious Mountain Dew Major Melon, our new watermelon flavor, in our commercial.
So, you can win $1 million. So, I'm going to be watching the commercials for that. You going to have a big party, Munch?
Yeah, I got 7-8 people coming over. We'll social distance, and I'll tell them, shut up during the commercials and talk all you want while the football is being played.
Because you really don't care who wins or loses, right?
Nope.
No, it's just you want a good game and really good commercials, because that's
just
really
the commercials.
What it's all about.
Yeah.
Stick around. A lot more fun coming up here on the program. We got sports with Paul from Tampa in just a few right here on the Penrod Show. That's right. Paul Johnson live from Tampa, the site of the Super game that's happening down there. How's it going, buddy?
I mean, you know, it's sort of as bad as it has the last 2 days. Just drove in from Zephyr Hills a couple hours ago. I'm standing on the lawn outside the convention center trying to get inside. There's more people here today.
Well, I would imagine there would be.
The Chiefs got here. the Chiefs got here.
Good. And
so, yeah, solid.
Have you managed to do any of your sports duties while you were there?
Well, no. I've gotten to know, like, the custodial staff and landscaping crew a little bit better than I thought I would. Because they're the only people I interact with.
So you still couldn't get your passes for media then, huh?
Oh, no. There's no passes for me. Anywhere.
Okay. Well, I swore we had it all set up for you. So,
well, I'm the only one out here. So I'm the only one in the nation that came down here that has been aggrieved like this.
Well, I apologize. So, hopefully we get it worked out so you can attend the game, and then make that long trek back. But what's going on in sports, bud?
Well, I saw some news from back home. That was nice. I know that, you know, signing day for college doesn't have the same cachet it used to because they introduced a early signing day in December, so the big studs usually do it then. But Tennessee, for whatever reason, they just got a new coach, right?
Yep.
They just fired their old coach. The whole deal, he managed to keep all these recruits. They have the 16th best recruiting class in the country.
Wow, that's pretty good.
So maybe things are looking up for the Vols, man. I mean, that's a pretty good recruiting class.
That's awesome, yeah. They might have to turn around some football then this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's surprising. Usually when a coach gets fired, there goes all the players. But these guys stuck around, so this Josh Heupel must be doing something right.
Well, it's a good program.
So that was good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good news back home, you know, but we got no news here. Good news back home.
Okay. Any other sports going on that might be noteworthy?
People are getting ready for the big game, man. I don't really know other specific things going on since I can't get into the convention center. I mean, you can read Google, too.
Yeah, I suppose. You know what, Munch? I think he's lying to us. I think he's been laying by a pool the whole time because I think he's technically and figuratively phoning it in right now.
Well, I am literally phoning it in because I can't get set up anywhere.
That's right. We're going to check back in with you in a little bit, Paul. Coming up, we've got a brand new web watch, and you're going to want to check that one out. It's just in a few right here on the Penrod Show. Don't go anywhere. You never know what's going to happen.
It's time for the web watch on the Penrod Show.
I tell you what, Munch, if you want to save some money, today is the one to listen to on our web watch. This website that I actually didn't even find it. I found a video of a woman talking about it. And then I went to the site and I got excited. I mean, really super excited. It's called BrickSeek.com.
Okay, this is a Walmart hidden clearance tutorial. I will tell you guys how to do it step by step. Let's go. Step one, go to Google and type in Walmart BrickSeek and search. Step two, click on the first link that pops up after you search Walmart BrickSeek. It will say Walmart Inventory Checker dash BrickSeek. Step three, scroll until you find an item you want to search for. When you find the item you want to search for, hit Check Inventory under the picture. This is a 50-inch Samsung Smart TV that is original retail price of $600 marked down to $79. You will hit Check Inventory. After you have hit Check Inventory, it will bring you to this screen where you will type in your zip code. Type in zip. After you search the zip code, it will show you all the Walmarts in that area, if they are in stock, and how much they
are. Yeah, and how much they are. Did you go to BrickSeek yet?
What the? Yeah, I'm here. I'm what the heck?
Isn't that awesome? So if you, like she just explained, there was a TV when she recorded the video. Of course, it updates all the time. Because I looked at this yesterday when I found the video, and there was different stuff on there. Now there's completely different stuff.
Yeah, there's a 8-quart anodized nonstick pan, MSRP $138, online and for sale, 57% off, $59.76. I better get four pots for $59.76. Let alone the MSRP of $138. It's a big pot. It's a cooking pot.
It's not just Walmart, too, that's on here. There's Target, Lowe's, everything else. And, I mean, you really get some decent deals if you start digging on there. However, I have noticed if you go read some of the fine print on some of these things. Mm-hmm. So you put your zip code in, and then it tells you what store's near you. They say, do not mention, there's a little disclaimer in there, do not mention this website if you're calling asking about this. Because apparently either nobody knows about it or they don't like you using it. So check that out. That's the web watch for today, brickseek.com. All right. More fun and, well, we're going to talk about movies because there's a new movie coming out that I'm excited for. Stick around on that on the Penrod Show. Welcome back to the program. My name is Penrod. That's Munch. We'll hear again from Paul for sports coming up later on in the program. But I don't want to spend the whole program talking about football because there's some people that really don't care that the game's going on this weekend. You know, Munch?
Oh, yeah.
One thing I thought we could talk about, which I saw a new trailer today that I'm super excited about, because there's a bunch of movies coming out, like Morbius with Jared Leto. It's a superhero movie.
Yeah.
Do you like superhero movies?
I do, but Morbius wasn't one of my guys on the radar, so no.
How about that? Do you remember the old Mortal Kombat movie, the video game?
Oh, yeah, the game, I know.
Yeah, there's a new Mortal Kombat movie coming out. It's going to be on HBO Max on April 16th. Unfortunately, I have that because I wasted my money on it so I could watch Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman sucked. But I do want to see Mortal Kombat because that's like the only video game that I play. I won't play any other video games. Oh, maybe okay. Pac-Man, but that's it. What? What's wrong with Pac-Man? Pac-Man fever, dude. You know what I'm saying?
You're old.
Remember Black Widow? She was in the Avengers movies and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson, wow. Her movie's coming out in May, so I'm looking forward to that.
Won't watch it.
What? You won't watch that one?
No, I won't watch any of them.
Why?
I don't watch movies.
Well, what do you do with the rest of your day?
I don't know. I have ADD. I can't pay attention, nor have I written down my activities.
Oh, well, you need to start keeping a diary, please. The sequel to Venom is coming out. Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Ooh, and no. There's another movie that's coming out that I can't say that I'm super stoked about, the Ghostbusters revival movie, because they ruined it with the last one. But this was Ghostbusters Afterlife. That's
coming
out.
That was out already.
No, it's not out yet. But there is one that I am excited about.
I just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom.
I'm sorry, I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
I haven't. What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America. Not T-O, but number two. So that one's coming out. And it's going to be on Amazon Prime, March 5th. So if you have Amazon Prime, be watching for that. That's the only reason to get Amazon Prime right now. And then you can cancel it. But wait until then. More stuff coming up in the program here this morning. We still have some Tom Brady fun after the Rock Report.
The Penrod Radio Show.
This is a song for the Chiefs United.
This is one of those songs I was telling you about. Yeah, it's a husband and wife sitting in front of their fireplace singing about the Chiefs, and it's a bad Bon Jovi song, so we're not gonna play the whole thing.
True.
But the one guy that everybody's focusing on, because this is his 10th Super Bowl, Mr. Tom Brady. Whether you like him or not, he's pretty good football player, you got to admit.
Overrated.
Overrated?
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he's the GOAT of football?
No, he's protected by the refs in the league, but whatever.
Oh, man. This guy sure loves him.
I kind of have a slight man crush on Tom Brady. I mean, I'm not gay. I wouldn't kiss him on the lips. But if Tom asked me to, like, slow dance or something, I'll give him a song. You know, I mean, why would I pass that up?
No, you wouldn't pass that up. Why would you? No.
Here's the story of a man named Brady who has played the Super Bowl 9 times in all. He's won 6 rings throwing touchdowns with some deflated balls.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Here's the story of another QB. He is younger and his name is Pat Mahomes. He played last year for Kansas City.
Grab my homie.
He brought the trophy home. And no Sunday when Tom Brady plays this fellow. And we know that fans will be in Patrick's bunch. Cause Chiefs fans and many won't be rooting. They're the ones who really hate Tom Brady's guts.
What?
Tom Brady's guts. They hate his guts.
They hate his guts.
And will Patriots fans be rooting for the Bucks?
Wow. They hate his guts. That's crazy. That's just crazy. Even his wife sometimes doesn't have the nicest things to say about him. I don't know if you heard this.
He's 10. His Portuguese is amazing. My 8-year-old daughter is fluent in Portuguese, and unfortunately, their dad is way behind in his understanding of how to speak the language. But I can usually understand a lot of things. My wife will say, Papai no sabe nada, which means daddy doesn't know anything.
No, no. But you know what? When you look like Gisele Bündchen, doesn't matter what she's saying, right? I mean, okay. Like we're supposed to feel bad for him or something. Coming up, News of the World with Munch. Stick around. Welcome back. Munch hanging out with me. Paul, of course, is down in Tampa. But if you always want to reach out to us, you can. And I urge you to 888-PENROD1. That's 888-736-7631. You can find us on Soch as well. It's at Penrod Radio or Munch on Air. I know I'm on Twitter and I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram. I think I'm even on that Snap Crap thing. Are you on any of those? Just Facebook or what?
No, I got Facebook. I got the Snap Crap. You call it? Yeah, I got it all. Yeah,
you got it all. All right. So if you want to hook up with us, you can there. I found this little video, and the audio is just the cutest thing, and I wanted to share it because it's a little boy singing to his puppy, and it doesn't get any cuter than this.
That's just my baby dog. That's just my baby dog. That's just my baby dog.
And the dog falls down. But isn't that just the cutest thing ever?
That's just my baby dog. That's just my baby dog. That's just my baby dog.
That is the best. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, you're not human.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for News of the World.
You hear me?
With Munch.
Fight.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct!
All right, what's going on in the news, Munch?
Well, one animal story to another, Uncle Penrod. This one comes to us from somewhere overseas, Colombia, well, down south. So a man almost choked on a 7-inch-long fish in a bizarre fishing accident.
What?
And you're a big fisher, so I thought you'd enjoy this.
A big fisher man, not a big fisher.
So I guess he caught one fish, grabbed the fish off the hook. Then he realized he had another fish on another line, put the first fish in his mouth to hold it while it was still flopping around.
Ooh.
And it fell down his
throat. What? It slithered down his throat?
Well, I mean, it's flopping around. It ain't dead yet. It's still, you're supposed to put it in a bucket, I thought. You're the fisher man.
That's gross. I don't know why you'd put a fish in your mouth. You know what? I am a fisherman, and there's a lot of bass. I'm a bass fisherman. There's a lot of bass guys that will kiss a fish. I will not even kiss a fish. No, thank you. I have kissed enough dirty girls in my life. I'm not going to put a fish up to my face. No way. Mm-mm. Stick around. The dullest man in the world has gotten an award, and his name is not Munch. That and more coming up on the Penrod Show.
The Penrod Radio Show.
I am a giver. I'm actually more of a receiver, to be honest with you. That doesn't sound good either. My name is Penrod. That's Munch. And there's a story that I just, it's totally off base, to be honest with you, Munch. And I had no idea this was even out there. And now that I know, I want to get this calendar. There's an organization called the Dull Men's Club, and they put out an annual calendar, featuring the most boring people in the United States and, of course, the UK, which I would think that the UK would have more. But some of this year's picks, of course, they're keeping politically correct. There's a woman who collects wet floor signs. There's another guy who studies, ready for this, manhole covers. He studies manhole covers.
Study them.
And there's a guy
manhole cover about that.
Yeah. And a guy who collects vintage washing machines, which he must have a big, huge garage. But there's a fellow named Johnny Meyer. He made the list, and he's been collecting gas station memorabilia.
Mm-hmm. Dullest man, one of the dullest in the world. When I look at the crowd I'm a part of, wow, I'm so impressed with the other folks, the other dull people. Who would have ever thought of observing the different patterns on security envelopes? These are some extremely dull people. You need to step back some from that bright, shiny stuff and towards the dullness. And I think the closer you get to dullness, the closer you get to enlightenment.
Right? I mean, he was so boring, I about dozed off sitting here, to be honest with you. I don't know what the heck he was even talking about. But I had no idea there was even a thing for the Dull Men Awards.
Yeah, well, there it is. You just learned something today.
That will be, I'm going to save that for later, because that will be what I learned for today. That, if that's not pathetic, I don't know what is. That is just, well, I do know. From one doll man to another.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infantile jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Spew them out.
On Penrod Radio.
What do you got?
Dullness. So, you know, the word Armageddon is tough to pronounce, right? Seriously, it is. But is it really the end of the world?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Coming up, sports with Paul, and we're going to wing it once or twice, or who knows. More of that on the Penrod Show.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N-Bear-Run.
Have you made your beer run yet, Munch?
No, I get it fresh.
You get your beer fresh. Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, I buy it that morning, yeah.
According to survey says 325.5 million gallons of beer will be drank on Super Bowl Sunday.
That's just at my house.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, no, okay. That's a lot of beer, man. Of course, there's beer commercials galore. We know Budweiser will not be having their commercial, but Bud Light is. And actually, Bud Light, I don't know if you saw this, Bud Light is pulling like that rapper Post Malone's in it. But they're also pulling a bunch of other commercials, big commercials that they've done in the past, like this one.
How was your weekend, Davis?
Actually, sir, I spent most of mine here. I had an idea to hide Bud Lights all around the office, you know, give the employees a little morale booster.
So they're fighting over the beer. The guys that were in that are going to be in it. The What's Up guys are going to be in it. So we're going to get to see a lot of beer commercials. But Chipotle. Salsa is a big thing for the big game. Chipotle actually shared their salsa recipe just in time for the game.
First chop the red onions, then chop up the jalapeno. You see, we all need a little bit of spice in our life, or end. Then chop, chop, chop the cilantro. If you don't like cilantro, that's on you. JK, we know it's a gene thing. Then add all of your ingredients together, and don't forget the lemon, and lime juice, and salt OFC. Mix it all together. Mix, mix, mixy, mix, mix. Okay, that's it for today's video. Willie, bye.
Chipotle learned how to use TikTok, apparently.
That's how I pronounce all those words.
That's right. What else? What are you going to have at your party that I wasn't invited to?
Well, that's okay. You'll be fine. So I'm going to go with the big things everybody's doing. Chips and dip, number one on the list. Wings are like second on the list, which I think is crazy. And pizza, then nachos and cheese and crackers rounding out the top five of things that will be had at Super Bowl parties.
You know, I'm going to have at my party.
What's that stuff? I used to eat it all the time back in the day. That's right.
Can you get that via DoorDash?
I don't know, but I'll check. Coming up, sports with Paul on the Penrod Show.
Paul Johnson with a sports update.
Well, he's not on the porta potty. He's on the road again, and he's down in Tampa. This is the final time we're going to get to talk to you here, bud, for the before the big game and everything. What's going on in sports? Let's talk what's going on here with the Super Bowl. What do you know?
What are you talking about?
Like, I want to know how I can make some money. I was trying to be sly there, bud.
Oh, pathetic. Yeah, sure. Sorry. I was like, what are you talking about? I should have known you're a degenerate. All right. I mean, there is one guy that's betting $3.5 million on the Bucks to cover 3.5.
What?
So that's insane. So this guy's nickname is Mattress Mac.
It's
Jim McInvale. He's from Texas. He owns the Gallery Furniture chain, and he's infamous for placing these crazy bets and having these crazy promotions. So basically, if you bought a mattress at his store at over $3,000 and the Buccaneers win, you get it for free. So he hedges his bet on that by going and betting $3.5 million on the Buccaneers to win, so he can win $6.1 million to cover all the free mattresses he has to give out.
Whoa. Well, that's pretty ingenious, I would say.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say.
Oh, unless he loses.
Yeah.
He's going to lose $3.5 million on the Bucs.
Which,
so, I don't know.
One thing you said in there, and I'm not a betting man, I don't know when you said by 3.5, I don't know what you're talking about.
So Tampa is a 3.5-point underdog. So they're getting 3.5 points. So they could lose by 3, and they would still cover.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it works.
Pretty much, yeah.
And there's all these prop there's all these prop bet things, too. Like, what color Gatorade's going to be dumped, and who's going to win the coin toss, and what it's going to land on. And there's all these other prop bets that I really have no idea what all that stuff means, to be honest with you. But there's people out there that do. And I hope that you can get into the game.
I do, too. I mean, I haven't been able to get into anything so far.
Well,
so, I mean, I might just have to pose as a greenskeeper at this point.
Well, I got to tell you something. This was kind of a ruse, you know.
What do you mean?
Like, there was, like, there's really, we didn't have press passes for you.
Mm-mm.
What?
Nope.
No.
Why would you do that to me, man?
Well, because I thought it would be fun to send you down there and put you through hell.
Well, yeah, you did that.
Just send you down there and just go all willy-nilly with it. Why not? You know what I mean?
The first week of the show and you're going to put me through this? What's next week going to be like?
Worse.
Well, we'll just have to wait to find out.
Oh, jeez, guys. No, security is after me now. I got to go.
All right, we'll
hopefully I get in the game.
We'll see you Monday. We'll see you Monday, buddy.
I got to run. I got to run now, literally.
Bye.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, you know what, Munch? Super excited, dude. Can you believe this is the first full week we've been on the program here?
We've
super cool.
Time.
Very cool.
Neither
very
one of
cool.
us killed the other. Yeah, nice.
I appreciate you being there. I appreciate Paul. Of course, we just heard from him down in, he's mad at us right now, but whatever. He's down at the big game, which I will say, according to Nicholas, a rescued bottlenose dolphin, he has predicted the Kansas City Chiefs would win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this weekend. So if you want to go by what an animal says, or a mammal, I should say, a dolphin is picking. So put your money on the Chiefs.
Well, this mammal right here is picking the same thing as the bottlenose. I'm saying Kansas City takes this thing.
You think they do? You know what? I do. I that's my pick, too. I'm going to say Kansas City. Because the problem is you don't know what Buccaneers team is going to show up. I mean, it's the same team that shows up. But sometimes their defense is good. Sometimes they're garbage. But, of course, there's always that factor of Tom Brady that just could change the whole thing.
Well, I kind of have a slight man crush on Tom Brady.
Kills me.
I mean, I'm not gay. I wouldn't kiss him on the lips. but if Tom asked me to, like, slow dance or something, I'll give him a song. You know what I mean? Why would I pass that up?
No, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'd dance with him or Mahomes. It don't make a difference. If they asked me to dance, why not cut a rug with him? All right, Munch, what did you learn today?
And speaking of the Super Bowl, prop bets and how to figure out the plus 130 plus or minus 120 thing. I figured we reread the news and the definition. Yeah, figured it out.
Yeah, because I didn't know anything like that. I'm not a betting person. Like, my son has been using one of those apps, and he's been betting some things here and there. But I just don't like throwing away my money. That's the thing. It's just I just... hate throwing away my money. And I never trust my instincts, to be honest with you. So, yeah. What
I'll
did
be
I learn
about this? I'm sure.
Yeah, what did I learn today? I learned that Paul is more gullible than I thought. That's what I learned. But he will be back next week, as will we. Fingers crossed. Don't forget, hit us up on the social at Penrod Radio, or you can always call the Hotline to Happiness, 888-PENROD1. We out.